This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
I was just chatting with Jason. We're having a good old time talking about the lack of customer service. Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go. Your dial's set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being with us in class today. And when I say class, I mean class. Because we teach 2 hours a day, 5 days a week, right here on Genesis Communications Network and rebroadcast around the world on other outlets, including RBN and the Ron Gibson Channel on YouTube. Ron Gibson, G-A-B-S-O-N. Thank you, Ron. Jason's engineering the broadcast in Minnesota. I'm Vincent Fennelli. Dr. Richard Allen Miller's with us. Welcome, Rick.
Good morning, Vincent, and no, I'm not awake.
You know, Rick, I need to tell the class right up front. I said when we do doublespeak, we will let you know, and we were going to do doublespeak today, and this is not a class on doublespeak. This is not a, let me say it a different way. This is not a class on doublespeak. We will, what do you think, Rick?
We're going to do triple speak today.
next week is our class on doublespeak? Is that right?
I have no idea. Yes, well, yes, no, yes, yes. I'm of 2 minds of this. I flipped the coin. Let's see what happens next.
All right, so class.
I wanted to start this whole thing off. I posted something that I did not give you that we need to do. And this is a called the economic collapse. 50 numbers from 2019 that are almost too crazy to believe. And I gave you the predictions for 2020, but the ones for 2019, I'll send you the link, Vincent. According to the Gallup polls that were just released, Barack Obama and Donald Trump came in tied for the most admired man in America this year. They both got 18% in the survey, and no other man had more than 2%. Can you believe that?
Well, I can believe the Donald Trump part, but I can't believe the
Barack Obama came in even. They came in exactly the same. Number two, at 10%, Michelle Obama topped the list of the Gallup poll for the most admired woman in America this year. Can you believe that?
What, that she's a woman?
No,
or that she's admired?
At 10%, that's even more. It goes downhill from there. The global stocks have increased the value of $25 trillion over the past 10 years. $25 trillion. That's the global stocks. In America, 84% of all stocks are owned by the wealthiest 10% of all America.
Rick, that's really good news. That is really good news, because if you look at the flip side of that coin, when the market crashes, they will lose the most.
You think that the market's going to crash, or that it's a fake thing to begin with?
All right,
because
to answer the question,
it already crashed a long time ago.
Yeah, well, to answer the question the way you have in the past, the answer is yes to both. Yes, the market
exactly
is manipulated.
Correct. In other words, it won't affect anything because the whole thing's fake to begin with.
Right.
The thing that bothers me the most was that I remember a time when Fox News and CNN were the alternative media, and that you went to that alternative media over CBS after Dan Rather retired. When Dan Rather retired, you started going to alternative media. I was seeing and Fox News. Today, CNN and Fox News are at loggerheads with each other because who's got the correct news reporting? CNN or Fox News? Neither. Actually, are both fake news. And, you know, the whole world has changed since Google. Google is the problem, that artificial intelligent computer. It is biasing everything. And I'm seeing it on every level. There's nothing I can do about it. Even trying to read through on what's real, like the fires in Australia right now. That's, you wanted to talk doublespeak. There's way, way more serious things going on that need to be pointed out. How does one disseminate what's going on anymore?
Well, wait, Rick, the reason I wanted to do doublespeak, class, we are not doing doublespeak today. Okay, it might be next week. I'll let you know. I'll tell you ahead of time.
I have enough trouble just talking.
Hang on just a second.
You know, I mean, it's crazy.
The reason I wanted to do doublespeak for the third time is to absolutely prove to people that they are not paying attention to what's happening. We're in the room with them. They are listening to the broadcast, and yet they do not fully pay attention. They don't understand. Maybe we are considered, you know, background noise or something like that, like all other radio is. And I wanted to prove it. That's why I wanted to do doublespeak. Not to waste time. To absolutely cement in people's mind that just because they hear something on the radio does not mean it's true. Now, the difference is we're telling people it's not true. In other broadcasts, whether it be television or radio or in the print media or on the internet, they are reading things that are absolutely not true.
Yeah,
I'm going to give you an example
sheet
right now.
I sent your sheet to 10 people asking them their interpretation of that. Not one single person understood that it was a joke. Not one single person I sent my thing to, when they looked at it, came to the first conclusion. They later got it, but at first looked at it and said, this guy is misusing sentences. This guy is da-da-da. I sent you a few of those from really smart people, and none of them got it. I asked for help.
Uh-huh. Well,
that's the kind of help
okay.
I got.
Let me... It said in the subject line doublespeak. It said
that's another term that nobody got, believe it or not. There, that's the cartoon I used to look at in the Sunday papers, believe it or not. Remember that? Believe it or not.
Yeah,
you forgot about that one, didn't you? Well, I didn't. And the problem I'm having is nobody is getting anything that anybody has to say, including me. I'm not getting it.
Mm-hmm. Well, that was the point that I was trying to make, and I didn't want to just say, hey, yo, y'all, youans, yous guys, people aren't paying attention. Heads up. We are going down the drain. And I didn't want to just say it that way, because why would anybody even listen to that? But I wanted to prove it.
How we have been so conditioned, and our educational systems are such that millennials and Gen Xers are in a totally different universe with vocabulary. And there's no way out of it. It's like a wet paper bag. And literally, in my humble opinion, we're doomed. It's worse than nuclear energy. It's worse than anything. And the educational system is in such disarray. And the only true natural resource that we have, our children, are lost. And I don't have an answer.
Rick, the answer is we have to take back the public school system. It's impossible.
We have to do way more than that. It's homeschooling is...
What? No, that's just...
You know, I don't understand why people don't even care. They're not paying attention. It's in inches, not miles. An inch here, a millimeter there. And people don't even know the difference between an inch and a millimeter.
Well, that's true as well. That's true as well. And that's why when Gwyneth Isaacs speaks to us and she talks about kilometers, what I used to do is I would say, okay, let me convert that for you, okay? And I would convert that to miles or feet or, you know, things like that that we recognize. I don't do that anymore because I want people to say, well, how far is that?
So many clicks.
Meter. She just said a meter. What is a meter?
Click, click, click.
Right. So, Rick, let me just explain what that document that you sent around that I sent you. I sent you an email. And here's what the first line of the document said. Now, we won't call this a script, but we'll call this talking points of the doublespeak presentation that Rick and I were going to do. And let me set up how we were going to do it. I really didn't want to do this, but since you mentioned, I think it's incumbent upon me to do this. So, the way this was going to work is I was going to prepare half, and Rick was going to prepare his half, and we would deliver our halves one after the other, after the other, after the other, after the other, without being synchronized, without talking about the same topic. Okay, so the first line that I sent Rick of this doublespeak, my half, said, this is the whole first line, quote, Vincent Finelli, - doublespeak terminology and broadcast introduction, end quote. That's what it said. Okay, and I even used incomplete sentences, and the punctuation on them made it, and the delivery made it seem like they were complete sentences.
Instead of dangling principles with mixed metaphors.
Right.
And then I came in and said, you know, the Ottoman Empire and the Audubon Society is actually a simile, not an onomatopoeia. And people, how many people understand? I said that last week, and somebody thought I was on drugs. Oh, he's giggling.
Mm-hmm.
You know, really, I don't have an answer to any of this anymore.
So I'm going to read just one of the sentences that I was going to say today in the doublespeak presentation. While the terminology is different, the meanings are different and separate. Please understand that when we act on decisions that pervade, that's doublespeak, USA Prepare style. Now, this is not a doublespeak class, but we are talking about what we were going to do, seriously. And I've got some serious things that I want to bring to your attention, and so does Rick, and this is true.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen.
The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class, really, when I sent this document to Rick for his review over the weekend, several days ago, I ran it through the Fleisch-Kincaid Reading Index scoring system. And that told me the grade level at which this writing was rated. And it was rated at the 27th grade, 2-7. Now, honestly, I don't know anyone who has achieved the 27th grade. Rick, do you?
Yes. I was the one that showed you that frog index.
No, and I know that.
Well,
I
no, I'm
that.
Trying to say something.
Oh,
originally,
yes.
That was scientific writing. That is the rules for scientific writing that I had to learn when I came out of graduate school and started working at Boeing. Mm-hmm. That was the first thing that they did when I worked Lunar Base Alpha 1, how to write frog index. And you had to be under 10 in order to have that be a document that would be acceptable at Boeing.
Yes, and I learned that too at the university. That yes, you and what that means is you have to have. Well, it depends on how you're. There are different indices.
That's right. Now you're getting the bigger picture. Thank you for making that distinction. Yes.
But I was taught in. The master's level training that I received at the university that I had to write for the 10th grade, otherwise people would not be able to understand it. Is that what you're talking about?
Yes and no. It had to do with very, very good, and you take out the very, very, and it was just good. You didn't use very, comma, very good. You put in good, period. You took out very, comma, very.
Mm-hmm.
That's
okay.
Three things you took out. Very, comma, and very good. You took out very, comma, very. And if you did, good, that was correct. And very, comma, very good was way incorrect.
Mm-hmm. And you know, it's interesting that you say
way incorrect is incorrect. It was correct. Not incorrect. Mm-hmm. It was very correct. Not correct. Correct is correct.
So what,
see, that's what I was doing last week, only nobody got it.
I was speaking
really doublespeak without doublespeak, and being correct without being incorrect. Oops.
Does that make sense?
I was being correct without being incorrect.
That's what it is.
Fog index.
Right. Well, so I wrote this and I ran it through the Fletch-Kincaid scoring system and it came out with grade 27. And literally, I don't know anyone who has achieved grade 27 unless you have.
It has to do with vocabulary and the distinction between an onomatopoeia and a simile using a dangling particip with mixed metaphors.
Yes, and some of the words that I used to achieve pyrogenic. No, some of the words that I used to describe the pyrogenic axes was the memorial illusionary persistence of adhesive lubrication, considering reductive forensics and a half-wave inversion multiples.
Just before you passed out, a giant 6-foot waffle iron giggled at you that if you're enjoying the rush, wait till the rush hits.
and you're talking about some typical delusion, and you're talking about
metaphor.
Yeah.
Because nothing relates to something else. A metaphor. What is it? Was Gregory Bateson that said, "What is your metaphor, but to serve your paradox?" And so what you did is you had a paradox out in your meadow.
Yeah, right. Well, what you're talking about is the triertal resonance. Yeah, in the field.
Yes,
in the field. Not within a Faraday cage, but just out in the field. So, Rick, what we're trying to show, literally, is that people are not paying attention and that language is changing to our disadvantage. So, for example, what we're finding is that doublespeak is pervasive, literally. It is everywhere we go, and it is confusing us. So, for example, if there were an advertisement, boy, I could really pick on some of the advertisements I've heard on the radio, but we'll get thrown off if I do. So I'll talk about cheese balls when we come back and how doublespeak could be used to advertise cheese balls. And it will sound real. It really will. We'll be right back.
How would you like to hit the range tomorrow with a brand new gun? Because the United States Concealed Carry Association wants to give you a free gun right now. That's right, completely free. The USCCA is here to give every responsibly armed American the education, training, legal, and financial protection they need. And today, they're giving you not one, but four free chances to win $1,000. Simply text GCN to 87222 to get entered now, and you'll get four free chances to win $1,000 for any gun you want. Text GCN to 87222 and get entered today. But remember, these free guns won't be around forever, and you can't win if you don't enter. So don't miss out. Just text GCN to 87222 and get your four free chances to win now. That's GCN to 87222.
You USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo postponing a planned trip to Ukraine today because of continued troubles at the U.S. Embassy in Baghdad, sparked by Iranian-backed demonstrators unhappy with U.S. policy, including a recent strike on an Iranian-backed militia. Colorado Democratic Senator and presidential candidate Michael Bennett says Iran's been the biggest problem in the world lately, and it's only getting bigger.
Iran has been continuing to do its malevolent acts all over the region, but it's now backstopped by centrifuges that are spinning nuclear materials.
North Korean leader Kim Jong-un is calling for what he calls shocking action against the U.S., declaring himself no longer bound by a pledge to halt missile testing and promising to show off a new strategic weapon soon. This is USA Radio News.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
It's gonna be sliding. When you go to the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAprepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
So Rick and I are talking about doublespeak without actually using doublespeak. Well, we've told you a couple of lines that from in my presentation that was actually what I was planning on saying. But here's an example of how doublespeak, newspeak, Orwell speak can be used and we won't even know it. So, for example, let's say, and I'm making this all up, okay? So this is a hypothetical example. Let's say there's an ad for cheese balls, you know, those corn puff things that are painted orange, right? So the ad can say, our cheese balls use patented technology. Of course it uses patented technology. If you look at the electric motor that drives the conveyor belt in the production line of the cheese ball manufacturing factory, that motor contains bearings. And those bearings may have a sintered bronze design that was patented in 1912. So they can say our cheese balls use patented technology. Of course, if I cross the street in Springfield, Missouri, if I were crazy enough to try something like that, I would be using patented technology because the spray gun nozzle on the truck that sprays the lines, yellow and white, in Springfield, Missouri, on the road, uses that spray nozzle has been patented in order to spray paint.
That logic, which is more dangerous, NSA or FDA?
Yes.
There it is. The doublespeak, yes. Yeah, it means both. There it is. We're in deep trouble. And nobody gets it from just a literal literacy point of view.
Well, we're as dumb as a box of rocks. I mean, the GDP, and that's why I keep referring to the GDP. And, you know, like if you go to court, they use a lexicon that most of us don't know.
In fact, Abram Moles that wrote a book on mathematics called Aesthetic Perception and Information Theory, where he talks about redundancy coefficient. Now, that means, how many times do you use a dangling participle in terms of a mixed metaphor?
One of the things...
Languages. Did you know that dolphin and whale have less redundancy in their songs that they sing than Hebrew? And Hebrew used to be an oral tradition, which is what the whales are doing, singing their song, which is medicine. Now, who's smarter, cetacean or human beings? And you look at a dolphin blowing a sonar bubble, a little tiny thing called sonoluminescence, and right now at MIT, that is the foundation of cold fusion, and that's the dolphin's art form. We have lost our way. Boo-hoo-hoo.
Well, it's our fault. It's our fault because we, and I mentioned the public training camp, and I think a lot of what has happened has the origins in the public training camp. I'm talking about the public school system, where we have dumbed down the education to the point where the students don't know how to do anything.
Child left behind.
And I redefined that back in 1991 as no child has a chance.
Yeah. That's right.
And just because, seriously, just because we read it or hear it spoken by a reader, a teleprompter reader, you know, known as a newscaster, doesn't mean it's true.
Well, how about this one in medicine? When, you know, there's something wrong with this individual being conforming with society, they put him on meds. Now, what is the difference between a med and a drug?
I guess that would be government approval.
What that mean? Consensus?
You know,
hey, I've got a problem here. And really, sugar in the state of Oregon, there, 1 in 4 people in Oregon are obese. We're not talking about fat. We're talking about being obese. And one of the articles that I sent to you that I'd like to, you know, discuss later is on, you know, the concept of health does not come from medicine. The concept of health comes from eating correctly. And one size does not fit all. Everybody is different in the way they metabolize. And that's one of the reasons why Gurdjieff said, eat your environment. Now, how many people will get the full implication of what I just said?
Well, what that really means is if you live in an area that grows certain things that are edible, you ought to eat those.
Like on the coast, you eat fish, and in the Midwest, you eat grains.
Right. Right.
Why? Habitat, environment, blending in, merging, and being part of the subset. What does that mean?
And we know, Rick, we know for a fact here at USA Prepares that you should eat local. If you're going to eat honey, which you should probably do, most people should eat honey. You should eat local honey, not honey
raised in China. Well, that's because of the allergens in it. And the, you see, that's the only difference between honey that's local is the allergens. And what that does is that's, again, a point of eating local or habitat because it contains the local allergens. And that has to do with histamine release. My daughter has to carry an EpiPen around. She's afraid of anaphylactic shock. She shouldn't be afraid of anaphylactic shock because allergies are controlled by the parasympathetic nervous system and the release of histamines. And you can change that just like you change any habit.
When I was younger, back in the 1950s and the 1960s, there was a medical procedure for people who had allergies, and it was very simple. So if you're allergic to chocolate, the doctor would prepare, the allergist would prepare a serum of things that you're allergic to. Let's say they did a Tyne test, and they would poke your skin and just kind of abrade the surface of your skin, and they would put a little bit of chocolate, a little bit of mustard, a little bit of cat dander, a little bit of dog dander, a little bit of dust, and they would mark them 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, you know, like up to 20, and they would write with a pen, a ballpoint pen, on your skin, and then the ones that would raise up, show a reaction, they say, ooh, number 7, that's mustard. Looks like the patient is allergic to mustard. Ooh, chocolate, allergic to cat dander. And so then what they would do is provide a mixture of those, like I guess it would be a serum of cat dander, mustard, and they would
like
inject that on your skin.
How you present yourself in forming up an allergy resistance to measles.
Right. So over time, you might get, you know, a 1 unit week number 1, and then 1.25 units week number 2, and 1.5 units week number 3, and so forth for a couple years. And then your body would develop an immunity to the cat dander, the mustard, the chocolate, whatever it might be. And that was treating allergies. That's how they used to do it.
Yeah, well, that was because you were controlling the release of histamines like you would with snake bite. You cool the system down so the body's response slows down to the overreaction. That is the first training I did with Navy SEAL. So they were not having allergies going into Iraq.
And I believe that system works. I really believe
that system
works. Well,
it does work. That's why we used it.
Mm-hmm. Well, Rick, let me share something with you that, and we're being programmed. And I was up late one night in the last week, and I was looking at the reading stories on the internet, and I came up with this link, and it said baby boomers think these are cool, but aren't. So these are, you know, so you're a baby boomer, I'm a baby boomer. So this is what, you know, Rick and Vinny think are cool, but, you know, we're idiots for thinking this is cool. Okay, number one, landline. Now, what I'm talking about is this is doublespeak. This is misinformation. This is to make you think differently from what you know.
Why is it not hot instead of cool?
Right. Well, it is hot and cool. I mean, when I was growing up, things were really hot, which meant they were
really
cool.
Really cool.
Well, it's
how's
both.
How's that work?
Right. Literally, in the 1950s, that was really hot. And then, a couple years later, that was really cool. But it's really hot and cool. Meaning this means it's really nice. And wouldn't you like to have one like that as well? That's what really hot and really cool meant. And now it means, I don't know, now it's applied to women, right? It's
flipping a coin to decide.
All right, so it says here, baby boomers think these are cool but aren't. Landlines. And in quote, I'm going to read this quote. So this is from the internet. This is to confuse you and make you think you're stupid. Okay, landlines. I'm sorry, quote, landlines. You know, those phones with jacks that were plugged into the wall. Yeah, you can get landlines basically for free at this point, but what's the point? Just get a cell phone and stick with it. We promise you'll be fine without them, end quote. Well, first of all, there's a lot of mistruth in what that moron that wrote that said. Landlines are not basically free. I'm telling you, they're not basically free because we have one. And just get a cell phone and stick with it. Okay, so you can give yourself breast cancer, brain cancer. You all know that you're hearing more stories about brain cancer. Brain cancer used to be rare, rare as hen's teeth. Now it's getting common. Oh, she just had her left one removed because, well, she had breast cancer.
You want to know something else, Vincent? There is no such thing as brain cancer. It's called tumors. And there's a difference between cancer and a tumor. And actually, the brain doesn't get cancer. It has tumors. Newsflash. And there it is. The whole of the end of it.
So why do they call it brain cancer? These tumors spread? And kill you.
Diagnosed.
Okay. Then this moron who wrote this says, quote, cursive. Cursive doesn't actually help. While it may look pretty, it's honestly an outdated waste of time, end quote. This guy is a world-class moron that wrote that. Cursive is great. It's faster. And when you use cursive writing or when you write by hand, you're running through the brain another way, and it helps you remember longer, deeper. Yes? You agree with that? Okay. But this guy says, quote, cursive doesn't actually help. While it may look pretty, it's honestly an outdated waste of time, end quote. Another thing this moron says, bar soap. Quote, bar soap. Bar soap is gross and way more tedious to deal with than liquid soap. We all know that boomers weak knee, with weak baby boomers, weak knees and hips, that dropping the soap in the shower could lead to all kinds of trouble. Maybe invest in a waterproof life alert if you insist on keeping bar soap, end quote. Really? This guy is a world-class jerk that writes this. And this is designed to make you think, oh, geez, I buy bar soap.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Dan Perkins here for your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans, Tip of the Day. Are you one of the 50,000 disabled vets who have student loan debt? The President has issued an order not only to forgive that debt, but wants to make it easier and quicker to get it done. So here's your Veterans Tip of the Day. If you're disabled and you went to college, first of all, you are my hero. You may be eligible to have your loans be forgiven. Contact your local VA center or go to VA.gov for more information on how to get these loans paid in full. Paying off your loans is just another way to say thank you for your service. This is Dan Perkins with your Veterans Tip of the Day.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
They're talking about dumbing down America. And there used to be a television series, Texas Ranger, you know, Walker, Texas Ranger. And I used to refer to that guy, Chuck Norris, on television, the guy he portrayed. I would refer to him as the three-word man. And I'd say, did he get hit so many times in the head that he can't remember his lines? And so we're talking about dumbing down. Well, how dumb is it? His lines were like, yep, uh-huh, get him, over there, uh-huh, yep. Those are his lines. You know, a four-word sentence was like a long sentence for that character on TV. And people watch that. They watch that. And I'm looking at the ratings right now on TalkStreamLive.com. Sports radio is doing really well. ESPN radio is doing really well. Really? Really? People are paying attention to what happened in sports? That's what they're doing? We're in a lot of trouble. So if you compare that with the doublespeak, that's what we're surrounded by. And one more of these items is unpaid internships. This guy who's saying what baby boomers think is cool isn't. And, quote, unpaid internships. I'm paying you an experience. Too bad experience doesn't pay the rent. Patrick, end quote. What this guy is saying is, y'all better pay me or I ain't gonna do it. Now, I have to tell you that my unpaid internships are some of the best learning lessons I've ever had. Unpaid internships. Now, what is an internship that is paid? Well, that's where you don't know anything and someone gives you some money. Another internship would be kind of like if you went to the public training camp and it cost $10,000 to send you there per year, kindergarten through 12th grade. $10,000 per year on average in the United States to send you to the public training camp. So you're paying for experience, allegedly. How well is that working? I got to tell you, literally, unpaid internships are really, really neat. Our son went to the veterinarian, half hour away, and he said, "Hi, I'm studying agriculture at the university. I would love to volunteer to help you here. And what I would receive in return is I'd learn all kinds of things that I'd never learn anyplace else." They thought, Is this guy for real? And they said, "Great, we'd love to have you." And then they said, "We can't let you do this anymore for free. We have to pay you. You're doing such a great job. It'd be wonderful if you worked for us." He wasn't trying to get a job. He wanted to learn. But this moron who wrote this, whoever he is, I don't know who this guy is who wrote this on the internet, said unpaid internships are not a good thing. He's lost his mind. And he's blaming us, the baby boomers, for thinking that unpaid internships are good. Rick?
I don't have any comment on any of this anymore. I'm stepping back, and I'll talk about what I know. And
okay.
Well, you know what I'm trying to say here. It's our educational system and our children and what we're doing to them. It's a crime.
Well, and it's our fault for, it's not really our fault. I'm going to say it differently. We are responsible for the education of and the nurture of our children. We are responsible for that. And if we turn that over to nannies or other people to raise our children, we are responsible for that bad decision. We're responsible for the bad outcome since we have walked away from educating our children. And if you have a child in the public training camp and you don't go to school board meetings and listen to what these bozos are doing to your children, you are remiss. If you don't show up at the school system and say, "Hey, I'm Mr. Smith. This is my wife, Mrs. Smith. We have taken the day off to spend it with you. We are here to sit in on classes. Where shall we begin?" And if the principal says, "Yo, you can't do that without an appointment," say, "Well, no, we're here today. We've taken a day off, and we're going to do it. By the way, we're paying for you to educate our children. We're here. Where would you like us to start? Or would you just like to assign us a chaperone as we walk around the school system?" You need, as parents, to go to the public training camp and watch what is happening to children in the classrooms. You'll hear, you know, wonderful sayings like, "Shut up!" coming from teachers. You'll hear that. And you'll wonder why your children don't like school. I've heard it. "Be quiet! Or you're going to the principal's office." You'll hear that over and over and over again. You'll see the lights turned off in the cafeteria because the children are having a great time, because that's the only fun time they have in the entire school day. And the cafeteria commandant will shut the lights off to say, "Keep it quiet." That's what's happening in public schools. How do I know?
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.